Free Podcast
无限播客
Are iPods killing our ears?
iPod 时尚先锋还是健康杀手？
If it's too loud, you're too old. That used to be the rallying cry of young music lovers everywhere. But these days, try, if it's too loud, you're taking a big risk. To begin, now that Apple has sold over 175 million iPods and remade the music business and changed the way we buy music, it's time to consider something else, that MP3 players, like the iPod, can hurt our hearing. More than two-thirds of iPod users face premature deafness, says one study. And no wonder the players can get nearly as loud as a jet engine at takeoff. Audiologists say they're seeing more young people with old ears. Joining me in the studio is Dr. Ellen Finkelstein. She's an audiologist at Madison Audiology Associates here in Manhattan. Ellen Finkelstein, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, in a nutshell, are MP3 players making us deaf?
They're contributing to earlier loss of hearing, because what's happening is that previous technology didn't have the loudness capability or the battery life or to allow people to be hearing sounds and music for extended periods of time.
Is that the big difference between iPods and the Sony Walkman back in like 1980? Because, you know, we had this conversation 27, 28 years ago.
Absolutely. The newer generation of iPods or MP3 players held thousands of songs, and the battery life is extended, and they have the capabilities of going up to about 130 decibels. So that, combined with the fact that we're now using earbuds, which are closer to the eardrum, and people are just walking around with them constantly, this is contributing to earlier hearing loss.
So
when you look at it, it's duration and decibel level. So the combination of the two of them is really very detrimental to hearing.
So the higher the decibel level, the smaller amount of time your ears can absorb that without unduly damaging the little hairs inside
the
ear.
That's correct.
So how extensive is the problem now? I mean, this one study says up to two-thirds of iPod users are at risk.
Well, that sounds very reasonable, because about 10 million people suffer noise-induced hearing loss, which is about a third of the hearing losses that we see are attributed to noise exposure. So that we also see younger children using iPods for extended periods of time. We see people on subways blasting iPods or MP3 players for extended periods of time to block out the environmental noise. So I always, when I'm on a subway or on a bus or in the street, I know that if I'm sitting next to somebody and I can hear their iPod or I can hear the leakage, we're in trouble, that person is really experiencing a good risk of hearing loss.
So is it the fact that the current generation of players, that the earpiece actually sits inside your ear? Is it a different thing if you have old-fashioned headphones that cover your ears?
Well, there's research being done. There's no definite answer to that. They're really researching that. But if you look at it logically, the closer you are to the eardrum, the louder the sound, the worse the vibrations that are going through, and the worse of a problem, the more potential a problem.
All right. Now, you mentioned research. There was a study done recently at the University of Colorado in association with the Children's Hospital of Boston that suggests that teenage boys listen to music at a louder volume than teenage girls, that teens just in general play their music louder, and that they don't even realize how loud it is. If they think it's a normal, that teenager on the bus that you're talking about with the sound bleeding out of his or her earbuds, thinks it's a perfectly normal room level kind of sound and doesn't realize how loud it is. Do these findings surprise you? Do they sort of fit with what you're seeing in your practice?
They absolutely do not surprise me, because first of all, teenagers and having grown up with loud music and rock and roll and whatever, teenagers, and they love to blast music. They love to hear music louder. So that's just the nature of the beast. But also the more exposure that they have to noise and the closer it is to the drum, we're seeing hearing losses way younger than we ever did before.
So is your clientele changing?
My practice has shifted. The average age level in my practice has shifted down significantly. I'm seeing younger children, younger kids. Kids are experiencing noise-induced hearing loss with some tinnitus or ringing in the ears. Where when I first started out dispensing hearing aids, for example, maybe the average age of my patient was in their late 70s, early 80s. Very big part of my practice now are people in their 50s, in their 60s, and a lot of the reason that they're coming in earlier has to do with the fact that they've been exposed to noise. Now, that was before having iPods mm-hmm. and MP3 players and whatever, so...
That's the Pete Townsend generation.
That's correct.
Now we're talking about the Justin Timberlake generation.
Right, so shift that down, fast forward a little bit, shift that age down, so I anticipate seeing a way younger individuals for hearing aids or for diagnostic testing related to hearing loss than I've been experiencing in the past.
The iPod debate.
iPod 辩论赛.
Does what's hot outweigh what's healthy?
时尚与健康, 孰轻孰重.
Slaves to the music.
支持者, 音乐发烧友.
iPods are all the rage. There is no better way to drown out a nagging mother. If you don't have one, you're missing out.
They aren't going out of fashion anytime soon. So I say, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em.
Music should be cherished and worshipped. If pumping it down my ears will have consequences later in life, so be it.
Some songs can only be appreciated at full volume. It's our own finger on the trigger. We are aware of the risks.
Defenders of the eardrum.
反对者, 耳朵保护者.
Sure, it may not affect me until I have one foot in the grave, but I'd like to be able to hear my grandkids' voices.
The experts have laid out the evidence, and it's crystal clear. You don't have to be the sharpest tool in the shed to figure out what to do.
It's almost the same mentality as smoking. As they say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
I understand everyone has different tastes. However, I like my music the same way I like my women. Quiet and out of my ears.
Notes. Rallying cry.
战斗口号.
Premature.
过早的.
Audiologist.
听觉病矫治专家.
In a nutshell.
简单的.
Battery.
电池.
Decibel.
分贝.
Earbud.
耳塞.
Eardrum.
耳膜.
Detrimental.
有害的.
Unduly.
过度的. 不正当的.
Attribute.
归结于.
Blast.
发出尖响的声音.
Leakage.
泄漏, 漏出.
Earpiece.
耳机, 听筒.
Vibration.
震动.
Tinnitus.
耳鸣.
Hearing aids.
助听器.
Pete Townsend.
皮特唐森德.
Justin Timberlake.
贾斯汀丁布莱克.
Diagnostic.
诊断的.
听力课堂, 听class.com.